It's Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. At the end of each month, we check in with Great Lakes commentator and journalist Gary Wilson for updates on environmental stories from around the Great Lakes Basin. For today's Great Lakes Month in Review, we're focusing on the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. This group includes 114 mayors of cities throughout the Great Lakes Basin who focus on environmental issues. Gary Wilson, welcome back.
Hey, Mark, good morning. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Tell us just a little bit more about this organization, the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative.
Sure, Mark. Like you said, it's 114 cities and around the Great Lakes region and also the St. Lawrence River. They were formed about 10 years ago, essentially by Mayor Daley from Chicago and the mayor of Toronto. I believe his last name was Miller. I may be wrong on that. They saw a need for cities to engage on environmental issues, especially related to water. The mayors perceived that they're right on the front lines of a lot of these problems and a lot of the issues going on in the Great Lakes, and they wanted to have a voice. So they formed this organization, and they're very appropriately aggressive. They're engaged. They want to influence policy. And they're not afraid to speak out and flex their muscles. And that's what they were doing at their annual meeting, which took place in Thunder Bay, Ontario, last week.
What were some of the major topics of discussion?
Two big ones, Mark. Climate change, which seems to be on everybody's radar. For them, climate change, adaptation, how do we adapt to it, not does it exist. They acknowledge and agree that it exists and is impacting their cities. And what do we do about it? What do they do about it? Adaptation, and how do they become resilient? The big topic there. I was able to speak with Mayor Keith Hobbs from Thunder Bay, and he was the host, and he's also the director of the organization. And we talked quite a bit about it. And one of the questions I asked Mayor Hobbs was, you know, focusing on climate change isn't really a traditional role for mayors. Mayors do things like take care of police and fire. They take care of schools. They take care of parks, those types of things. I said, do you get feedback from your constituents, who are the voters who have to elect you, saying, gee, why don't you fix the roads and take care of the schools and let the big guys focusing on climate change issues? Mayor Hobbs was very direct. He said that used to be the case until 2012. In 2012, Thunder Bay experienced what he called a 100-year storm, and it wiped out 5,000 homes, flooded the wastewater treatment facility. They've incurred $45 million in expense, and they've been sued by citizens, class action suit, for failure to adapt to climate change. Mayor Hobbs has a reputation for being very direct. And he said, there's your answer. So,
What's one of the more talked about adaptations?
Well, they're trying to figure out what to do with stormwater and two issues. One is they're requesting federal support from both the federal governments, U.S. and Canada, for infrastructure issues like stormwater and wastewater. But this group isn't one to just sit on its hands and go to the feds and say, give us money and help us. They're also very focused on green initiatives, trying to keep the water where it lands versus running off into the sewers and causing problems. So green roofs, porous pavements, rain gardens, rain barrels, anything they can do to keep the water where it lands, which is the best solution. But they also recognize that for some time that will not be enough. So they're requesting federal help for infrastructure projects.
Gary Wilson is our guest. It's our annual, our monthly Great Lakes Month in Review segment here. I know that the transport of oil across the Great Lakes was another topic of discussion at this gathering. What was the thrust of that discussion?
Yes, Mark, that's very high up on their agenda. And you and I have talked about the oil transport on the Great Lakes becoming an increasing issue. And the mayors are really concerned about this. It's generated by the fact that this transport of oil through pipelines, potentially on the Great Lakes and tankers, any other means, rail cars, is only going to increase as the oil production out west increases. They're keying off of two incidents, tragic incidents. One is the Kalamazoo oil spill through via the Enbridge pipeline, and the other one was the very tragic Lac Magenti Quebec rail car derailment, which killed 47 people. And they're going to the federal governments, again, of both countries and saying that we have inadequate oversight and inadequate regulation, and these risks are right in our towns. So they're taking a pretty strong stance, asking for federal intervention to try to ensure the safety as best as it can be for the towns. Mm. You know, many of the Great Lakes cities have these rail cars going right through them, as witnessed by the Lac Magenti accident. They did stop short of calling for a ban on tar sands crude being shipped on the Great Lakes. It's not currently happening. And when I say on the Great Lakes, I mean literally on the Great Lakes. That was a little bit disappointing. I thought they might take a little stronger position there. But they do have some aggressive things that they're calling for related to safety. So we'll have to see how the federal government handles that.
And I know Asian carp was also a topic of discussion. Where did the mayors stand on that?
Well, this is kind of a stealth issue. They're very much, the mayors are very much, Mark, in favor of physical separation from the Great Lakes from the Mississippi. Again, another topic that we've mentioned a number of times. Now, since the Army Corps released its report in January, you know, the thing is kind of stalled. There's just no initiative. There's no leadership. As Governor Snyder mentioned a couple of months ago, we lack, as a region, we lack a sense of urgency. So the mayors want to take a leadership position on this, and they want to try to facilitate a discussion that leads to a consensus. They understand that it's going to be hard, but right now, you know, the project to do anything is just sort of dead in the water.
All right.
They secured some funding, and they're going to try to move things along.
Gary Wilson is a Great Lakes commentator and journalist. Gary, many thanks for your time.
Always good to be with you, Marco.